Okay, we are on Pesach Tafis Daf Kaf Hey. We're on Daf Dalid on the days about 5 lines in the bottom. Boy Rav Elazar. Today's Daf sponsored by the Yashrat family, Zefer Nishmas Nachman Ben Moshe. So we're in the middle of a few sveikos or questions that we've been asking regarding the Parim and the Seirim HaNisrapim. So now we're up to suffix number 3. Boy Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar asked the following question. Parim HaNisrapim, Seirim HaNisrapim. So both of those. So what happens is they in the time of the Gadim, the people were carrying them, and they go as they're outside and the Parim outside. See, so have the following situation. So Yatsarubo. So to talk about the par. So most of the par is outside. Vimiut Aver Mahu. So let's say you have the majority of the cows outside, but part of that majority is only completed by a small part of one limb. So the majority of this limb is inside, but the minority of that limb is outside, and adding that minority to the rest of the cow, that makes the majority of the entire cow outside. So I had the same reaction. So that's what it says. So Yatsarub Miut Eber Mahu. Hach Miuta the Eber Basar Ruba Shadinale Bahalo Nakle. Do we throw the Miut of this Eber to its Eber, and therefore it didn't go outside? Or Dima Basar Ruba the Behemoth Shadinan? Or do we include the meat of the Aver with the robe of the animal, and therefore together robe of the animals outside? And according to Rashi, what you have here is a question of and now it could be it's matame the clothing of those who are carrying. Right, otherwise it's still inside. But at that moment, let's say they drop the cow right there. At that moment. Right. So at that second, if you freeze frame, what's the story? Let's say you drop the cow. Let's say you don't do it anymore. What's going on? So pshita the lo shavkin ruba the behemah vazim abasa ruba the behemah. There's no way that you leave the robe of the behemah and go according to the robe of the limb. Go according to the robe of the behemah. Ella, what's the suffix? So yotzechetzio. So half of the par, exact half of the par of the cow is outside, the rov aver. And high mute to the aver, basar rov aver shadinale, behind nafikle, o dila basar behema shadinale. Take it. So basically what happens, you have half of the par went outside, the rov aver, meaning half of it includes an aver, that rove of that aver is outside, with a miut bifnim. That's how you get the rule. Okay? So hide me each of the aver. So this small part of the aver that's inside, basar rov aver shadinale, does it go according to rov of the aver? And therefore it's considered outside, and therefore you have a majority of the cow outside. Or deal with basar behema. Or do we say that it goes according to the behema, which is half inside, half outside, and as of yet, the behema hasn't left. Right, hasn't left. Right, so Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi says, oh, that's the first Rashi. So that's, oh, Dilma Basar Behema, there it is. Dilma Chaber Bey. Heicha the Isa Shadinon Lane. Wherever it is, that's where you do it. The Alpha God, the Lab Ruba, basically the question is, half of the animals outside, included in that half is the rove of one Aver. So now what do you do with the meat of that Aver? Is that meat of that Aver now included with the robe of the animal, therefore you say that most of the animal left and now it's Matame? Or do we say that it still goes according to the behemoth, it's the half and half, and it's not Matame at this moment? Take it. Yeah, freeze frame. Yeah. Right, so you have to figure out, and I'm not sure as to what other rules could conclusions you draw from. Again, you're taking the extreme case, but there's got to be probably. Listen, Tosos asks that Tosos does not agree to this shot. I think Tosos says that talking about burning it, but you're right. It's interesting. Rav Barhuna Masni Law of the Gabbit. Rav Barhuna had the same Shiloh when it came to people as opposed to the animal, right? The Gabbit was asking Bo, right? The Gabbit has a question with people. And talking about this Akskimbo Khamishim Adam, you have 5 people, remember they carried it on these ropes or these poles. You have 5 people carrying it out. The Naklu close cluster, and 3 of them walked out. Upashuluhu Trey, right? And 2 of them are still inside. My, what's the din? Basar Rova is asking us the non-reported go according to Rove of the people who are working on the animal, and therefore they're outside. Like I said, it's considered as if they all went outside, and therefore even those who are left inside still are tummy. Right? There you can say, well, maybe they just last minute they had a decision to drop it. They don't want to do it because they don't want to become tummy. Do we say it's too late because they're all the way tummy? Right? So do we say my Basar Rova is asking us minimum? Oh, Basar Behemoth minimum. Or do we not go according to the Rove and ask him? We go according to the Behemoth. And it doesn't make a difference about how many people are outside. We look at the animal. Is the animal inside or outside? So you have two big hulking guys in the back who are holding more than the three guys in the front. Maybe the animal didn't go out yet, and they can decide, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to become tummy. Yeah, put the animal down. I'm just time out. Call time out. And they get to somebody else. As they're approaching the exit. Next topic. Boy Rabbi Laza. Parim on the Sarafim, Masirim on the Sarafim, the Yotsu. And they went, and those Parim and those Sirim went outside. They went outside the Azara. Therefore, now they transmit the Tumah, according to their Halacha, the Chazru. And then they came back inside. Right? So what happens? They Yotsu. They went right to the Rashi. She Yotsu. The Chazru Ma. The Sok Lag, the Ibn Tumas Bagadim, Shal Elo, Shal Tsirim, Kri Bailey. Havamina right now, according to Rashi, we're talking about the clothing of the people who carried them outside. So that they went outside, therefore they're Mekame, and now they came back in. Now the animal came back in. Mahu. Mi Amrina Kevin the Naftaluhu Itamuluhu. Do we say that since they went outside, they are Tame? So the Tuma stays. O Dilma's wild Havamina, according to Rashi. O Dilma, Kevin the Hadr Hadr. Once they come back in, it's as if they never left, and therefore they're not Tame. Retroactively, the tumma goes away. Tosus asks, Tosus is a great line. He says, Tosus, famous conscious, the Mibari lay the ancient tumas begotten shall elu, but kasha, at the mechitus azara makam tahara? Is the mechitus like a mikvah? Is it the tahara something that came back inside? Tosus has a different shot. But according to Rashi, right? According to Rashi, the question is, the begotten got tame, and now, when the animal comes back in, it's as if it didn't leave yet. You're only, the parma and the sruf and the seer and the sruf are only metama the clothing when you're metapel in it and you start walking outside. As long as you're inside, it's not metama the clothing. So it came back in. Maybe the clothing is sort of retroactively not considered tame. I'm a Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Tashma, bring your raya, how you soap and also the motos, right? So they were carrying it, I guess, on strings or on poles, right? How you soap and also the motos. Harishonim Yotzu Chutzlafom Sazara. So the first ones got outside of the walls. The power apparently went with them. Bless you. The power went with the Azara. The Achronim and the people who were carrying the back end on the poles, Lo Yotzu. They did not go Chutzlafom Sazara. Yes, they did not go outside. We just said, Harishonim Shiyotzu Chutzlafom Sazara Metamim Begodim. Those that went out first are Metamim Begodim already. The Achronim Aim Metamim Begodim Asher Yetzu. You see, the latter ones don't become Metamim Begodim until they leave. The Esau Kadai that came in not feel the Witamu. And if you had thought, if you really think that if it goes out, then that's it. When it goes out, it goes out. Hanasi Ika Gabaili Tame. Then these guys in the back, we're talking about a case where most of the animal went out already. So these guys in the back, why are they not coming? Seems to be, I'm not clear. It seems to me that the Gemara is making the assumption that they're parallel, similar cases. That what if you say that going back in doesn't do anything? So that means once the animal is outside, it's outside and does all the tumma damage. So that's the case. Why in this case, if the animal is outside and these guys are inside, it doesn't do the tumma damage. I'm not exactly sure what the connection is. It seems that once the animal goes out, why shouldn't the ones left inside still become tummy? Morris seems to be saying that al korkah, the reason why they're not tumayim is because even if they were nitmu, if they went back in, they would have become tar. I think the answer is they didn't go outside. That's why they're not tummy. Okay, so Amar Ravina, and that seems to be the answer. No, we said no. We said that we said Basar Behemas Mina. That was one side. Behemas Mina. So Amar Ravina, if it is bra, is it possible to say that you can prove it? There's a difference. I think this is the answer that we're thinking. Haba Ina, the Achari Kane of Olamach and Eveleka. What you need, the reason why these Achronim are Tahor is not because it's if they came back in. It's because you can't become Tameh so long as you're inside. As even if the power went outside. You have to leave the Machaneh. So these guys didn't leave the machne. It's not if they went out and came back in. Ella, so what's the question of Rav Elazar? Ella Rav Elazar, hechi boile, he going the nikiti le bivakus, bivakulse, bivakulse, look at Rashi. So Ella Rav Elazar, hechi boile, you see Rashi. So Rashi says, the kevan de vahaki talia milsa, lichin napik karina be yichavis begadav, that you only can become tamei to wash your clothing if you go outside. The i'ahadrinil, but asu ach, so we're talking about the case where now, basically the cow went out, came back in, the first guys are tamei. Now the second guys are dealing with the cow inside. The cow already went outside and started having the power to be tamei. Came back inside. I don't know why it came back inside. For whatever reason, it came back inside. Now a second group of people are going to start carrying it. But do we say that since they went outside already, it's already been tamei them when they're inside? Or do we say these guys never went outside yet? What's going on? So the Rashi. So the Hakka is Italian Milsim is enough for Karina Bay Gechavish Begaza. The Iahadrinu, it brought it back in. But Asu Achrini, and the other people left, started dealing with it, left Uni, right? Afilu Chashatlu Motsiin Lo Mitamu, Hanach Basrai Adinafik Lahal Lo Karina Bay Gachar Yavo. These other ones, I guess we can say, we're saying, there's no, Rashi's going to make up a case here. That, in that case, they're not Tamei because they're inside and it never went outside yet. What's the case though? They go into the Kikigat Bivakul say, Rashi says, Sha'achuzam Vimaklos, Va'ondimi Bafus. They're holding onto sticks and they're standing outside, Va'hotziyam La'achar Shechazr. They're ready, they're putting it on the sticks, they're about to bring it outside. Becoming boile, and we had the Poshaila, Mi Amrina Kevin Shayotsu Futzla Zara, Kola Oskin Behandi Kanda Eile Futzla Zara, Vitame Bibagadim. O Dilma came in the Hadar Adinati Lomatama. Do we say, originally the question was, do we say that once you start dealing with an animal that went outside, you're dealing with an outside animal, and therefore you're Tamed? Or do we say, no, who cares that it went outside? These guys never brought it outside. They never had the Achayavo Lamachana, and therefore they are still considered Tahor until they actually bring it outside. And the Gemara doesn't answer the question. Okay, next. Fine. Now we have a whole sugya of Tumah V'Tahara, and we'll figure it out. Tana Rabbanan. Parim, right, so the Parim on the Sigirim on the Sarafim, right, they go outside and they get burnt. Upara, the Parah Aduma. V'Soy HaMishtaleya, the scapegoat. Right, HaMishtaleya, right, and the person who sends the scapegoat. The Hasarpa, the person who burns the Parim, the HaMotzion, and those who bring them outside from the Azara, metame begadim. They are metame, I guess, the begadim that they are wearing, right? The hein atzman, but the parim, the seirim, the parim, all them themselves, ain't metame begadim. They're not metame begadim. Someone else touches them, they're not metame begadim. El aval metame ochlin umashkin. But they're metame on a lower level, the foodstuffs and liquid dibir rav meir. Those are the words of rav meir. Chacham omrim comes and says, no, that's all true except for a parim, metame ochlin umashkin. But the Sari HaMishtaleach ain't a Matame. The Sari HaMishtaleach is not Matame Oakland U Begadim. I'm sorry, Oakland U Mashkin. Why? Shehu Chai. It's already still alive. The Chai ain't a Matame Oakland U Mashkin. Something that's alive cannot be Matame Oakland and Mashkin. But Matame the Begadim of the person walking with it, but it's not Matame the lower level of Oakland U Mashkin. Right? Because Oakland Ramashkin is a lower level tumor. A lower level tumor than Begadim. So I think of Begadim, you get the Matame Begadim is from a Rishon. Right? A Rishon is Matame Begadim, and I think of Shani is Matame Oakland Ramashkin. Right? Let me just double check. Right, so an Abba tumor is Matame, a person, Begadim and Kalim. That's an Abba tumor. That's Tumah Kamura. And then you have Tumah Kala, which is a Rishon and Shani. Those going further, those are only Matame Oakland or Mashkin. So if you're Matame Begadim, you're a stronger level Tumah. But he's saying that you can't transmit the lower level of Tumah of Oakland or Mashkin if you're alive. Vishlama, the Gemara understands Rav Meir. Vishlama Rav Meir, I understand why Rav Meir says, because he says that they're all are Matame Oakland or Mashkin. Why? Because Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel. It's time to be Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learned as follows. pasuk says, it's a pasuk by Yikudav. The Yifol means a blossom, and it says, "Al kol zera zarua, asher yizareya tahor hu, but the yutan mayim azera, but not from the blossom alav kamei hu lachem." So the Torah is coming to tell you that the nevela of a sheretz is not mitanis seeds unless the seeds were husher. One of the seven, one of the seven mashkim fall on it, right? They fall water on it. And that din, basically, is not only applicable to seeds, but all types of food stuff do not become tameh unless they're all hushar l'kabal tumma. Mar explains, ma zroim, she ain't sofon li tameh tumma chamura. Zroim, because they're foodstuffs, do not have the possibility to be mitameh tumma chamura. I mean, they can't be mitameh adam, begadim, or kalim. They can't transmit that tumma. Utsrichen hechsher, and they, therefore they can only transmit tumah of tumas oath from Ashken, only can transmit it if they were mukshel lekabel tumah. Af kol, so everything she ain't so from the tumah chamura, anything that in the end is not going to transmit the high level of tumah needs hechsher in order for it to transfer tumah. But that excludes yotza nivas otar, the nevela of a kosher bird. The nevela of a kosher bird, which is what we see, is matameh, it's matameh kalim ubegadim, but only when you swallow it, not when you carry it. It's matameh shesofali tamah tumah chamura. In the end, it's going to have the power to transfer a chamur tumah, which is adam ubegadim, right? Right? It's going to be able to, therefore, ain't shrich of hechsher. That does not need hechsher kalim, and therefore it's matameh ofer umashkin, even without hechsher. It's a little counterintuitive, but basically it is. If your power is less, then you need hefsher kalim. If your power eventually is going to be more, you don't need hefsher mashkim. Therefore, niglas oaf, which in the end is going to transmit tumah to the other men the begadim, it's a higher level tumah. Therefore, it doesn't need any hefsher to be the time of oaf mashkim. Okay. So therefore, it makes. So what's going on now? So we see that what did Rav Meir said that even. That the para and the parim and the sar mishaleach, in the end, they're going to be matamah tumah chamura. Why? Because in the end, because the people who are dealing with it, they themselves are going to become tameh. So right? Those people become tameh. Their clothing becomes tameh. So it's going to transmit a high level tumah. Therefore, they don't need hechsher tumah. They don't need hechsher to transmit the lower level of tumah. Right? So therefore, included in that is the live animal, the sar mishaleach. Even though live animals are not metabol tumah, but we can say here it can transmit the tumah because in the end it's going to transmit a high level of tumah. So El Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, who make the distinction between the dead animals and the live animals, if they hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that kol sofa litama tumah chamura, metama tumah kala, then afilu sar mishtaleach, then even the sar mishtaleach is still alive, should be metama tumah kala as it's walking out. Metama ofer umashkin. The e less lay, they don't hold the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, so then a few para uparim minoan. How do we know that the para and the parim themselves transfer the tumah? Okay? So the Gemara says, Ki asa Rabdimi Amar, he says, no, we're going to learn Rabbi Shmuel differently. Amri b'marava, srichen hechsher tumah makam acher. What they are saying is that something that is not, something that cannot transmit tumah chamura, right? They need hechsher tumah from somewhere else in order for them to transfer the tumah. Rashi says, I'm not exactly sure what he's saying, but he says they must touch something tameh. I mean, anything in the end is going to transfer tumah chamura does not need to become tameh by something else. Rather, they're an ab. I guess so. No, they're trying to explain why they can say the para is transmitting with the shear mishdaleh, does not transmit to us over the mashkin. Okay. So chamur is in the tumah that they transmit. They transmit to what? Right. So his kavani here is that something that it's not in the end going to transmit the tumah chamura requires hefsher tumah mimokam acher. So meaning it has to touch something tameh. That anything that is in the end going to transmit tumah chamura does not require it to become tameh from something else because they are intrinsically tameh themselves. An item that's going to transmit tumah on a high level is a tameh item in itself, doesn't need hefsher. An item that's only going to transmit tumah Kala requires to become Tamei, requires to become Tamei. It's not intrinsically Tamei itself. So therefore, so Bali Chayim are not Roy L'tumah. So Bal Chayim, with the that's alive, is not Roy L'tumah, and therefore, the Sharher Mestaleach is not Mekamei. Next, now we have a question. We're not done with the Tumah Taras. So the Gemara asks, basically, from what point in time do the Parim and the Seir and the Srafim, are they Metame Tumah Kala? At what point in time do the Parim and the Parim and the Seir Metame Ofen L'mashmi? So Boi Rav Elazar, Parim and the Seir and the Srafim, Mahu Sheyit Yitamu Ofen L'mashmi B'pnin Kedin B'chutz. Right, the halacha is when they go outside, so they're Metame Tumah Kamura on the people who are dealing with it, but they're also Metame Ofen L'mashmi. So if a food stuff touches it, or liquid falls in it, those things become Tame on a Sheni level, or whatever the halacha is over there. Do we say that since when they go outside, they're metame tumah chamura, so even when they're still inside, are they metame the tumah kala, right? Right? Do we say mechutzu yitzia k'mechutzu ma'aseh dami or lo? Do we say that since in the end they're going to go outside and metame tumah chamura outside, they're going to be metame tumah kala in their inside? And the subject is as follows: do we say that mechutzu yitzia k'mechutzu ma'aseh, that since they weren't brought outside yet, so a whole thing hasn't been done to them yet. So it's a mafusar. It's tumah v'tara. It's all zeros of kosher. I don't know how else to say that. So the swat topic is that can you view them as sofo v'tain tumah chamura? Can you view it as sofo v'tain tumah chamura if it's still inside? When do we say sofo v'tain tumah chamura? If you say that if there's a whole new process that has to be done, maybe you don't say sofli tain tumah kala because it hasn't, because the whole process has to be taken care of. So that's the suffix here. The animal's still inside. In the end, do we say that this is sofli tain tumah chamura, therefore we can't give tumah kala at this moment? Or do we say, no, at this moment it hasn't yet been taken outside yet? You can't say sofli tain tumah chamura because maybe it won't go outside, sort of what you were saying. Maybe it won't go outside, and therefore you can't project. Can't project because you have too much action is missing. Or do we say that bringing it outside is not considered missing too much of an action, and we still can consider it sofa lite tumah chamura? Once you consider it sofa lite tumah chamura, it gives tumah kala right now. Right. Right. Correct. Even before that point, they want to make it sound like food, but it's still inside. Because it's going to go outside. So that's the shaila. That's the shaila. No, the clothing is only once it goes outside. The tumah kamura. Okay. All right. So, the basa devai hadr lebat kashna is pretty much probably what he's saying. Listen, it hasn't gone outside yet. You can't project that it's outside when it's still sitting on the floor in the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, you can't say sofa litein tumah chamura, and it's while it's still on the floor of the base of Mikdash, it's not going to be metame the tumah kala. It's only going to be metame when you actually bring it outside. Right, but you have so many things that can happen. It has to be taken outside. It has to get there in tahara. Right, so that must be. I think the question is only points are made that it is metame open. At what point does that take place? Of course, before you throw it, but you have to bring it outside. You're saying as long as it's inside, it's not metame the open yet. It only starts to be metame open when it's brought outside. Because when it's brought outside, it's when it's metame the begadim. So that's definitely close to mice. It's not metame as long as it's sitting inside. Voyimine Rav Abba Bar Shmuel Mir Pri Bar Abba. He asked the following question. Niblas of Tala Rav Meir. Okay, Rav Meir is the one who has a concept of projection. Basically, he said that anything that is ain't sofuli tama tumah chamura, it's needs to have there, but sofuli tama tumah chamura doesn't need to have there. So according to him, Niblas of Tala Rav Meir, the veil of the oak, right? Maho sheyim tamei b'kazayis. I'm not sure what the shayla is, but I think a Niblas of Tahar, right, in the veil of the oak, is not metame the magen lasa. It's not metame by touching. It's only metame when you swallow the vitam bliya. But typically, I guess, can it say that, we're saying here, can it be metame with the kazayas? If someone touches a shear, a kazayis because of the din of sofol itame tuma chamum beis rabliya. If you hit him a time the ochlun umashkin as with a kazayis, if it's going to, because it's sofol, it's going to be itame tuma chamum when the person swallows it. So basically, Mara asked your question: what's going on here, right? The makla ara, if the bird is sitting on the floor, lo tibayla. If it's sitting on the floor, you can't say sofa litame tuma chamura, because who says someone's going to pick it up and swallow it? So it's definitely not mitame, right? The nakam pume, if it's in the guy's mouth, he's about to swallow it, and then for whatever reason, like he spits it out or something like that. If it's in the guy's, or it's in the guy's mouth, and maybe he has other food that's inside his mouth, so it's definitely going to be mitame those ofel mashkin, because it's sofa litame tuma chamura, but it's sofa litame. It's sofa litame tuma chamura. If he swallows it, it's matame his clothing. It's matame his guf. But we're talking about matame the ochlun umashkin. There are other foodstuffs inside his mouth. So he sticks the bird inside his mouth. Do we say that since he's going to swallow it, it's going to be matame tuma chamura, so at this present moment, it's not going to be matame the ochlun? Or do we say no? So he says, if it's in his mouth, it's definitely matame tuma umashkin, because you have this projection concept. If it's on the floor, we can't project. Right? Yeah, okay. Right. So even a lower shear, because it's going to be so, because we could project it to tuma chamura. Right, because eventually it's going to be a time of more stringent tuma. So the Gemara says, we're talking about the case, kipi boy left in nakhle biyodi. He's holding the bird in his hand. He's holding the bird, or he's holding the kazayas of the nivlet and the bailet in his hand. When he puts it in his mouth and swallows it, it's going to be a time of his body. But since it's going to be a time of his body, it's going to be a time of him, do we say at this moment, it's now matame other foodstuff, so that something else touches this kazayas, it's going to be tame. Kiti boy, right, locked in a nakhle biyade. Do we say mechusa kareva to mechusa maisa dame? Do we say that, like we said, bring it outside is mitzvah maisa? Do we say that actually bringing it up to his mouth and putting it in his mouth is mechusa a maisa? Olo? Or do we say no, that it's not mechusa maisa, and therefore we sit so for the tame to mechamura, right? It's right now, it's matame the ochlun umashkin, and it would be matame other foodstuffs that touch this kazayas. So the Gemara says, mechusar kreva lav to mechusar dame, mechusar maisa dame. Bringing it close to his mouth is not considered a mechusar maisa. Therefore, this kazayas of the nevelos of Torah that's in the hands of this person is going to, at this moment, be able to transmit tumah to ochlun umashkin, tumah kala, because sofali tama tumah chamura wants to get swallowed. Right. That's the assumption. What else? He's bringing it close to his mouth. Yeah. So what's he going to do with it? That's the assumption. Okay? That's the assumption. So Eisvin, they ask this question. They ask on this, right? Now they say, because Rapir just said that Mechusa Kreva is Lavka Mechusa Maisa Dami. Right? Therefore, if it's going in the mouth, it's not Mechusa Maisa, and therefore at that moment, it's Matama Tumel Ofen. So we're going to ask from the first Mishnah in Taharos. Shlosha asa dvarim never benivas of tamid. There are 13 things that are said about the nevela of a pure bird. Vizet echamehem, and this is one of them, meaning nivas of tar tzricha machshava. You have to think of it, and maybe this is coming more towards what you're saying. You have to think of it for it to be a food. If you have to think about it that it's a food, then the kazayas is not going to be, is the kazayas is not omeid to be tumah chamura. And it's not only to be tuma kamura, it can't transmit the tuma kala, right? It's the ain shrichan hefsher. It doesn't need hefsher. We saw this before because it's going to transmit tuma kamura. It doesn't need to become hefsher. And umetame tumas ochlin bichabetsa. It is metame tumas ochlin the size of a beya, as the size of the beya. The Gemara asks, so basically we have to figure out what the question is. We said in Amin Aleph that a nevelos of is a nevelos of tahor is so fully tame tuma kamura. Only if it's in his hands or in his mouth. If it's on the floor, we said no. If it's in his hands or it's in the mouth. So since our Mishnah is talking about a nivlus otar that doesn't need hefsher, doesn't need hefsher, that's only part of the mashkin, must be talking about a case because it's so from coming to the kamura. So it's either in his hands or in his mouth. Right? That's what must be. And then it says that you need machshava. You need machshava. Well, if it's in your mouth, you don't need machshava to make it food because you're eating it already. So it must be that we're talking about the case where it's in his hands, right? Talking about a case that's not in his mouth, and it's in his hands. And now we have to figure out what the case is. So, my law, don't we say that this Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir? Right? Why? Because Rav Meir is talking about a case that a Niblas Oaf Tahor is Matama Tumas Oaklin if it has, it's Matama Tumas Oaklin. Right? We say it's Matama Tumas Oaklin. Who held it for Matama Tumas Oaklin? That's Rav Meir, because he has the projection. Since it's Matama Tumas Begadim, Tumas Kamura, it's Matama Tumas Oaklin. And he says what? And therefore, what size do you need? You need a Kabeya. You need a Beitza side, not a Kazaya side. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not low, maybe Rabbanon he. Maybe we could say that this Mishnah is going according to Rabbanon, and it's not Rav Meir, and maybe Rav Meir would still say that a Kazaya is sufficient to be Metama, so much open or Mashkin, if you can do his projection. So Gemara says, wait a second. Vakatani Resha, the Resha says, Tzricha Makshava, the ain't Tzricha Hefsher. You need Makshava, but you don't need Hefsher. Uman Samus Leila High Svara, who has this whole concept that you don't need Hefsher, because it's so fully Tame? That was Rav Yishmael. Who held Rav Yishmael? Rav Meir. So the Reish is Rav Meir, right? Rav Meir, right? And with the Reish Rav Meir, Sefer Nami Rav Meir. So since the first part of the Mishnah is Rav Meir, the second part of the Mishnah about the size meaning the Beitza should also be Rav Meir. That knocks off Rav Tzvia. So the Gemara says, no. Midi Ira, Hagadisa, Hagadisa. No. One can go to the Egypt. It's funny, when we have these Shilas, but the Reish is Sefer, we always answer whatever's convenient for us. We say, no, this is the Reish is like the Rav Meir, and the second part is like the Chachamim. The Reish says it needs Hefsher. And it doesn't need Hefsher, that's like Rav Meir. But the Seifa that talks about the size, that's like the sheet of the Chachamim. The Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be. Hami the Ketani Seifa, we look at the Seifa. The end of the Mishnah says that Shkitasa umalikasa with the Harris Trefasa. If you sheft it, you do Malika of an Oaf Tahor, it's Matar the Trefa Mitumasa. Meaning that if you do the Shkita, then there's no Tuma of Tumas Trefa. Even if you do Malika, there's no Tumas Trefa. Uman Shamas Leila High Svara, who holds the Svara? Remember Rav Meir from Nath Sama Pet? That's Rav Meir who holds this Svara. Other people were following on him. So now we have the Resha and the Sefer like Rav Meir, and the Mitziyasa in the middle like Rabbanon. That doesn't make sense. Can't be. It all has to be like Rav Meir. That's all like Rav Meir. See, he holds the size he needs as a Beitza, not a Kazayas. The Gemara says, no, in Resha, the Sefer, Rav Meir, Mitziyasa, Rabbanon. Fine. So Amalei, Rav Hamnuna, Rav Zera. Lo Seisev Akara, Ad Amar Lehainosu. Do not leave from here, right? Don't sit down, basically, until you answer the following stuff that I have. Niblas Oaf Tarla Rav Meir. Okay, the Nevela of an Oaf Tar according to Rav Meir. Monim La Rishon Sheni, Ein Monim La Rishon Sheni. Meaning, according to Rav Meir who holds that the Nevela of Oaf Tar is Matama Tumakala, right? Even if it doesn't have a Kazayin. It's Matama Tumakala. Do we say Monim La Rishon Sheni? Do we say that the person, that he touches one thing, that becomes a Rishon Latuma, and then this Michael touches something else, can become a Sheni? Can it transmit down to a Sheni? Oh, so aim on the Rishon Sheni. Or do we say only what touches it becomes a Rishon, but it can transmit, that thing cannot transmit further into a Sheni. So Amalei, Kol Hecha, the Metame Adam Bimaga, Mona Barisho Vashani. Kol Hecha, the Emetame Adam Bimaga, Emona Barisho Vashani. The only time we can count further down is that the Tame item can be Metame a person by touch. The Nilos of Tahor does not Metame a person by touch. It's only Metame Beis Abliya. So therefore, we can count that it can be Metame to the Tumakala, the Okhul Mashkin, down to a Rishon. And anything else that touches that does not become a status of Shani, unless you have the Rabbanan, so we say that it's affected by touching. And Truma, we can get Cheney, Shlishi, even Rabbi, on some of them, on the Rabbanan level. Next topic. Vayim minei, Rab Zeir, Mir Rami, Bar Chia, Va'amri lo, Mir Rabin, Bar Abba Kahana, Haidetzan, Chiburi, Ochlin, Ali, Dei Mashkin, Chibur, L'tumakala, Ve'in Chibur, L'tumakamura, Monim Bo Rishon Mashani, or Eini Monim Rishon Mashani. Basically, what you have here is Chiburi, Ochlin, Mashkin. We have two pieces of Nadeva, and each one is less than a Kazayat. It can't transmit Tuma. But they're connected by a liquid. They're connected by a liquid, and then the liquid is like the connector, and therefore they now have the size to be metame, and it's considered a chibur. So we say, if someone touches any of them, it's as if they touch the full nevela, and they're tame. But the tuma, right, this is only tumakala. This is only applies for ochlin or mashkin that touch the foodstuffs. So do we say, the ain chibur le tuma kamura, right, do we say that, we say chibur is good for tumakala, but it ain chibur tuma kamura. So do we say that this fever is strong enough, monim bo rishon v'sheni, that means if one food touches it, if one piece of meat touches that other piece of meat that's connected, that becomes tumah and rishon, and it can transmit tumah onto a sheni. Or do we say, no, it cannot transmit tumah down to the sheni. So amalei, kol hecha de matame adam, monim bo rishon v'sheni, ein matame adam, ein monim bo rishon v'sheni. In order to be powerful enough to transmit tumah to a sheni, means for the thing that touches it to transmit something else, that the original item has to have the power to be metame a person. And we just said here that chibur is not metame a person, chibur is only metame ochel. Next. The Mishnah says, yotsu elu ve'elu. Fine. So yotsu elu ve'elu. The Mishnah said by the tumas begadim, that the people who are dealing with the par, so when the first go out, they are metame, their clothing is metame. The achronim are not metame, but they both become tame if they both went outside. As long as they both go outside, they metame begadim. So Gemara is going to ask, what's the makor they have tumas begadim? So we know hanimili. But where do we know that in this moment that they walk out with the par from the azara, it's metame the begadim of those who are dealing with it? So the Tanur Rabbanan had the following brisa. Lahalon by the par kohen mashiach and the par al dovish of tzibor who omer it says that you have to burn it chutz l'sholos machanos. Those have to be burned l'sholos machanos. Vikan and here by the par yom kippurim it says machne achas. It only says the word machne once. Okay. So the Gemara says lo melacha shekevon sheyotza chutz l'machne achas mitam begodim. It comes to teach you that we'll stop here because I'm going to rush through it. We'll pick it up tomorrow from the two dots. Okay. Have a good